If proximity notation, Lisa Hunt, H-U-N-T, Lisa is the same. Patient date of birth 6/26/1986, date of visit 1/22/2013. Clinical information, she's 26 years old, ambidextrous Caucasian woman who has had right hand numbness pain symptoms over the last few years. Credit has become worse recently. It tends to get worse with certain tasks. And early in the morning, she does in-home health care and our symptoms tend to get after doing her job duties. She has also a chronic neck and intra-scapular pain. She has a lower back pain. She has an occasional pain and numbness in the left hand as well. Third, she has not had any ready birth symptoms in upper extremities. There's no family history of rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis. However, her aunt has fibromyalgia. Third, next paragraph, examination, weight, 150 pounds, 53 inches. She has normal muscle torque, constraint in both upper extremities, muscle stress, reflux is normal, no major symptoms, she's appreciated, stenosis negative. She has telangiectasia patient in the cervical and scapular vein, she also has telangiectasia, most on the left side, she also has telangiectasia patient in the intra-scapular region. She had any sensory deficits, she did not have any acute inflammatory signs of any joints or active synovitis, peripheral present, no discoloration observed. She was noted to have four large cafeoles above area. She did not have any crackling or other stigmata of neurocutaneous syndrome. Next are our bell conductors. The median allowed radial of the top of the Asia per extremity third. Median sensory latency slightly prolonged on the right side at 4.2 milliseconds. Left median sensory latency was 3 milliseconds. Allowed radial sensory responses were normal. F latencies were normal. Median distal motor latency was borderline high at 4.2 milliseconds on the right side with normal amplitude and connection velocity of 40 meters per second. Left median motor latencies, amplitudes and connection velocity were normal. Allow motor latencies, amplitudes and connection velocities were normal. Then it's next right off electromyography. So muscles were tested in each of the extremity along with the cervical muscles as mentioned in detail separately. Body and morphology, recruitment, interference, working on normal levels, activity of all certain decisional activity of normal information affairs on clinical muscles, the national skin, if any innovation changes. Right next round of impression. This study showed evidence of mild right carpal tunnel syndrome without innovation changes. The patient has had symptoms of very high proportion to that explained by mild right carpal tunnel syndrome. But she had also similar symptoms on the left hand, 30 degrees. Consider for the workup. Third, she had also chronic neck soreness, but there was no evidence for cervical radiculopathy on this electrodiagnostic study. There was no evidence for underlying neuropathy of cubital tone syndrome. Third, she was noted to have multiple cafeoles, but however, she did not have any other stigmata of neurocutaneous syndrome, such as neurofibromatosis. Third, a hernia daughter is being evaluated for possible neurocutaneous syndrome. Third, next paragraph recommendations. The patient should have some screening blood tests, including B12, B6, the thyroid profile, thyroid A, and rheumatoid factor. The vitamin D levels is not done previously. She may try respirator for right hand. Third, she continues to be symptomatic. Then MRI scan of brain may also be considered to rule out possibility of sclerosis. But in view of she has cafeoles and her daughter undergoing further evaluation, it may be reasonable to MRI brain to rule out any lesions. First, she can continue all tram and anti-inflammatory medications. She will return this all set as needed. Thank you very much for the thorough report.